That small epiphany was one of a series of independent childhood discoveries for this budding scientific mind. Another came via a different legacy from the days of the 13th Dalai Lama, the telescope. He studied the stars and the volcanic peaks and meteor craters on the moon. One night, as he peered through the telescope, he saw that the craters and peaks cast shadows. Surely, he suspected, this means the source of that light comes from somewhere outside the moon, not from inside that heavenly body, as he had been taught in his monastic studies. To check this hunch, he scrutinized astronomical photos of the moon in a magazine. He found they showed the same thing, a shadow to the side of the craters and peaks. His own observations were now supported by independent evidence. From that, the young Dalai Lama confirmed his deduction that the moon was illuminated not by some intrinsic source, but by the light of the sun. As the Dalai Lama recalled that stark moment of confronting scientific truth, there was some kind of awareness that dawned, a realization that the traditional description was not true. A 1,200-year-old teaching was being contradicted by his own systematic observations. Childhood discoveries were to become one seed of a principle the Dalai Lama has repeated many times since. If science can prove that some tenet of Buddhism is untrue, then Buddhism will have to change accordingly. When he was a boy in Lhasa, a new toy might amuse him for a short while, but the real enjoyment started once he turned to taking it apart to figure out how it worked. The young Dalai Lama was particularly fascinated by the mechanisms in clocks, how when one gear moved here, it led to a chain of movements there. To study the principles that made his wristwatch operate, he took it entirely to pieces, and with no guidance managed to put it together again so that it still worked. Then there was the oil-fed generator that ran a few electric lights. The generator often broke down, and the Dalai Lama leapt at the opportunity to fix it. From this machine, he discovered how internal combustion machines work, as well as how the dynamo in the generator created a magnetic field as it turned.